Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
Oh, I wish it were party time, but it's more like fighting time. It's more like taking control time. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Wednesday, and thanks for being here for today, even if it's just for a little bit. I appreciate it so much. We got a lot to talk about, let me tell you. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Shoot me an email today or talk and text at 884-9910. We also had a little glitch in the webpage yesterday. So the poll question, should Jason Soto be removed, stepped down, whatever, as chief of police for the Reno Police Department as chief? That is up there now. It was supposed to be up there yesterday, but the computer didn't buy it. I don't know. Maybe it was a glitch. Maybe it wasn't a glitch. Maybe it was something else. But it is there now if you'd like to put your opinion in on that. We have a few more things to talk about with law enforcement today. But first off, I want to start the show with a quote from Frederick Batista. When plunder becomes a way of life, men create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. This man was around over, 180, almost 200 years ago. And that's what was going on then. And guess what? It's only gotten worse. Before we get to the local issues, a couple of national things that you might not have heard about that are really stressful to me, and it's sad. There was a Supreme Court decision, an LGBT decision, that is going to create literally a tsunami of new litigation against religious groups. And whatever group you're a part of, you better brace yourself and you better be ready for this. The Supreme Court's decision to extend, and this is from Breitbart, the Supreme Court's decision to extend prohibitions against employment discrimination to include sexual orientation and gender identity will place religious and traditional organizations at a legal disadvantage. Again, I don't understand why special treatment is needed. Everybody should have just a blanket coverage of rights when it comes to discrimination of employment. But now you've set up a position for left-wing outfits, and this is the thing that's not going to stop. You're going to see these decisions going overwhelmingly in favor of the litigants and the plaintiffs who are challenging any religious organization, any school, anyone who wants to maintain a traditional, biologically based, science-based understanding of sex. This is going to be bad. In other words, that gentleman who didn't want to decorate a cake based on his religious beliefs, that case that won, yeah, that's not going to be winning now. So much for your beliefs, your religious beliefs. This is really sad that our Supreme Court did that. It's literally the reinterpretation of sex, sexuality. I thought the Supreme Court was supposed to be based on laws, fact. Okay. Now just, once again, feelings and beliefs come into play, and we have to stop feeling. We have to stop legislating with emotions and go with facts. But since the Supreme Court took it up, yet they're not taking up Second Amendment rights, Second Amendment issues. Go figure. You thought that the Supreme Court with Trump was going to be packed with conservatives. It's not really going that way, is it? I mean, look at the decisions that John Roberts has made over the years. I hope people are paying attention. I received an email yesterday from Ken, and we had a nice little back and forth there, and wanted me to remind people about hope, about faith, about taking a step back and taking a deep breath and remembering all the beauty and the joy and the love, what we have around us at the moment. The people that we find inspiring, who re-energize us, who make us smile. I made a statement the other day that, you know, with these masks on, these annoyingly, in my opinion, again, my opinion, if it makes you feel safe, it makes you feel better, all the science in the world isn't going to help you because it's about emotion. But for me not to be able to see people's faces, for me not to be able to see them smiling, I think that's an even bigger travesty than just the head games that higher-ups are playing. Because people are listening to those like Fauci who are not experts. They are talking heads. That's all they are, is talking heads. And there's going to be some very interesting things that are going to start coming to light about groups like the NIH, the CDC, the WHO. Because people aren't thinking and they're going on emotion. We are so concerned with getting sports back. Oh, do we have crowd noise? Do we not have crowd noise? Do we listen to the swearing? Do we protect the kids? I wish people were more concerned about getting businesses back open, getting people off of unemployment, getting our economy back, rather than just a pastime that distracts you, because that's all it is distraction from the real issues that you should be focused on. Asking yourself why this is so important why this scam, farce of a virus is so important. But the deaths and the disappearances from human trafficking, from opioid abuse, overprescription or addiction, from all of the other things that plague us on a day-to-day basis. Cancers that are caused by the food that we eat, by the plastics that we use. But hey, as long as we can bring baseball back and basketball back, so we can worship at the feet of people like LeBron James. Oh, don't bash on LeBron James because he gives so much back to the community. Yeah, he may give back to his community. But he also gives back to the community with your money, with what you've earned from buying products that he pushes, veiled, of course, and supports corporations that support China, communist China, red China, whatever you want to call them, who truly supports systemic racism. All with money. Your entertainment, your distraction. What's another term for that? Your mind control. Look at the big corporations. Disney. Yeah, Disney. That's a funny one. Supposed to be there for the children. Happiest place on earth. Yeah. I don't think so. When you get into the history, when you get into what they support, Nike. You know, where were these people supporting those lives of the protesters in Hong Kong who just wanted to keep their safety, keep their control? Yeah, couldn't stand with Hong Kong or you were being shut down. People getting on their knees apologizing. What if we made family and personal responsibility about everything, even our education? What if we made that as important as something as benign as sports? But it teaches teamwork. It teaches us. No. It doesn't teach you that anymore. It teaches you that everyone's a winner. Everyone gets a trophy. There's no losers. There's no reason to strive to be better. It's just a level playing field. Yeah. That's not what it's about anymore. We'll be back. Your text and talk lines, 884-9910. And I say lines because we got a way to stack you up. And your texts already rolling in and your emails. We'll get to those as we come back here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text lines are open, 884-9910. And yes, to the latest text, that will include Muslims too. when we're looking at the religious case that just came through. Well, it's not really a religious case. It was a discrimination case that went before SCOTUS. And, yeah, it's pretty much going to change everything for every religious organization out there. Not just Christianity, not just Catholicism, Muslim. I mean, everything. Jainism, Taoism, whatever you practice. This is just pretty unbelievable that that happened. Log on to today's poll question, which was also yesterday's poll question. Do you think that Chief Soto should step down with everything that's been going on? Focus on one thing or another. So far, 71% of those participating saying, yeah, needs to step down. If you can't do one job, why do you take on another and do two? Yeah, I know you've got some help, but seriously, this is not making you look good. So, posted a little something yesterday on Facebook, and I'm not surprised, but I'm a little appalled. So, you are invited to join representatives from civil rights organizations, the Reno Human Rights Commission, Reno Arts and Culture Commission, Reno Public Art Committee, and elected representatives in celebrating the new temporary hashtag mural being created on Reno City Hall. Yeah. Happens this Friday, Juneteenth. Attend in person, socially distancing, of course, or virtually. The mural will reveal and include a call to action by Mayor Hillary Sheevy for a process to move forward on seeking equality and unity following the short program. Participants will make their mark on City Hall in a pledge to action. Yeah, I think the mark has already been made on City Hall with the boarded up windows. So this I received from Naomi Dewar. And this was what I put out there. You've got to be blanking kidding me. She, let, as in Sheevy, let these thugs and criminals wreck downtown, hurl things to injure officers who she told to stand down, and she wants to give them a platform now to spread more lies about our community being racist. Honestly, how is she still in office? So here's a wake-up call for the city. We're not racists, bigots, or whatever else you think. And people are being played and intimidated by a domestic terror group. Groups, actually, BLM and Antifa. If you donate to BLM, the money goes through Act Blue, then goes on to the DNC. The Minnesota Freedom Fund, you know, that fund that celebrities were pushing almost immediately to bail out all the criminals that were, you know, those so-called peaceful protesters that were actually rioters vandalizing property. Forget about the rocks and the spray paint and the looting, burning places down. Because of their celebrity endorsements and intimidation to donate, they raised $30 million for bail for criminals. And since then, only 200,000 has gone into the community. Boy, where's all that other money? Who decides where that goes from the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which you might want to look into for yourself? Just, it's very interesting. Oh, by the way, all lives matter. All lives. If you're buying into this, you're just being played. Rather than being worried about the businesses that are shut down and the unemployed who are losing everything, she's out there pushing racism. Terry says she's pushing racism. I've lived here almost all my life, coming from Winnemucca. I've never seen it. She needs to go. Michael says, pandering to terrorists to allow lies to be portrayed about our people and community. We are a very diverse state, and I do not accept this fabrication to make us out to be racist or discriminate. We know our community, but she knows how to pander. Why don't they just replace the windows, which they say are going to take 2 months to replace? That's funny. My mom had her windows, huge glass doors, smashed in a robbery 3 times because of the area that she has her business. And guess what? They were replaced in 2 days. Imagine that. But the city, it takes 2 months. Your tax dollars at work, people. Right after this Fox News update, we'll get back to your phone calls and your talk and text line, 884-9910, your emails and all that good stuff here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk. There
is. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Doesn't matter what county you live in, what city, what town. But let me tell you, when things happen around Reno, well, you know what travels downhill. 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk is the place to talk about it. Get it off your chest. That's okay. 884-9910 of the talk and text lines. Let's check in with Neil this morning. He wants to talk about public funds. Hi, Neil.
Hi, I'm wondering what your opinion
Neil,
and your
with
callers.
Us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm wondering.
Go ahead, Neil.
Hello?
Go ahead.
I'm wondering about your callers and your and you about this opinion about state funds and have it like a budget, like when you have your kids or anybody on a budget. When we have all 50 states on separate budgets, but on a budget like maybe $1 trillion, and everything that funds like schools, police, and everything had to be in that budget. What do you say about that? I think that'd be a really great idea.
I say cities, counties, and states need to control their own business, and every state needs to really stop dealing with the federal government. We need to get smaller government. We need to get our money back into our
pockets.
And
they can't go up. They can't go up the limit, and it has to stay in that budget, of that limit in states.
Yeah, we have budgets. They're supposed to be working within their budgets, but they don't. Something always comes up. Something has always changed. Just like the 2020 plans, just like your 2030 plans, your master plans. Everything has changed. Nobody sticks to a budget. Nobody sticks to a plan, no matter how much time you put into it. It's just the way they work. Quick text. I'm Catholic, but I haven't been to church in a long time. Thank you for answering my question about, will this also impact the Muslims? Here's a bit of information that I don't often share about myself because it really irks religious people off, but I really don't care because I believe in God. I live my life by God. I know that Jesus died for my sins, and I respect that and try to live my life by understanding the choices that I make when he did that for me. What I don't believe in is organized religion. I don't believe in being Catholic or Christian or Presbyterian or Baptist or Muslim or anything else that you want to call yourself. Because you are a child of God. The Word of God, the Bible in all its glory, are teachings and words from men who have been translated so many times that it's really just a guideline. Everybody, every single person, no matter how smart you think you are, translates it a different way, interprets it a different way. I believe what I believe. And I believe that we should all be getting along. And I also believe, as I posted on Facebook, at this point, Jesus doesn't need to take the wheel. He needs to pull over and whip some of y'all with his flip-flop. Because it is ridiculous what we are putting each other through. When we should be embracing each other. We should be weeding out cronyism. We should be weeding out unethical behavior. We should be weeding out violence. And you know what covers all of that? Law and order. So Joe Biden said something that the Democrats just, you know, they don't listen to really what he says. But the Republicans and some media sources just latched on to. They called it his deplorable moment. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Joe Biden is deplorable. And he'll pay for his actions in the long run. That's not my concern. My concern is the fact that he said 10 to 15% of the people out there are just bad. And people jumped all over that. He's saying you're bad. That's his deplorable moment. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I hate to agree with Joe Biden, but why can't people just be honest that actually I think it's more like 15 to 20% of people out there are just bad? Why is that so bad to say? Why is if they weren't, we wouldn't have jails and prisons. If they weren't, we wouldn't have a judicial system. We wouldn't have rehabilitation. We wouldn't have oversight. There will always be evil. There will always be criminals. And in my opinion, they just have to be punished. If you are going to be in this society, then you need to abide by the rules, by the laws. And we have to put our faith in those people who have come forward and said, I will put my life on the line for my community. And I will make sure that everybody abides by the rules. And I don't care how innocuous you think those rules are. If you go into a store and you steal a tube of lipstick and you get caught, you need to be punished. Now, the severity of that punishment should go with the severity of the crime. Either you're banned from the store, you can't ever shop there again. You pay for your purchase, and you move on. And then you go up from there. But you don't stop enforcing laws. You don't let those who think that they're in charge of your life, of your liberties, of your business, make decisions for you that put you in harm's way, such as Hillary Sheevy did, such as Governor Sisolak did. Oh, by the way, side note, you want to get in on the process of recalling him as we start this process all over again since it was knocked down? Couldn't go out and get signatures because of this farce of a lockdown that is still going on. This Saturday, 11 o'clock, Rancho San Rafael Park. We'll have representatives from Washoe County, from Douglas County, and from Carson. We need volunteers to get the signatures, not to go knocking on people's doors, but to get the signatures by sitting at different locations of businesses not intimidated, or maybe your business has been closed. How about we open up the doors of those closed businesses and we let somebody sit in there with a table and let people sign the recall petition? And make sure you ask your elected representatives if they're going to sign it this time. Signatures are not being collected right now. We're getting volunteers. So 11 o'clock Saturday, Rancho San Rafael Park. But when we don't have laws, when we don't enforce laws, street racing, whatever it may be, then we don't have a happy society. There are people out there, yeah, Joe Biden was right, that are just bad. They don't care about laws. They don't care about who they harm. The gentleman who just got his 10th DUI, finally seeing some serious punishment. Why did it have to go that long? Why did we have to keep chancing every time that he wasn't going to kill somebody? Let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with AJ this morning. Hi, AJ.
Sue. Are you there?
Yes, I am. AJ, you want to talk about morals?
Well, values. What I wanted to tell you is, hey, got back from New York. Beautiful. No problems. Great. No airports were busy. It was great. It was like going first class all the way. But what I wanted to tell you is on your topic today is there's one thing that I tell my children, I've told them all their life, is whatever you put out in the universe, and I'm very religious, comes back to you tenfold. Good, bad, or indifferent, it'll come back to you. So be careful what you put out there.
That's very true. And we see karma come away or come around in some of the most interesting ways. So I am glad you are back safe and sound, and I appreciate everything that you do for our community and teaching your kids, because that's the most important thing, teaching kids
Absolutely.
About morals and values. AJ,
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for the call.
Have a beautiful
All right.
day.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with more of your calls on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Should Jason Soto step down as the chief of the Reno Police Department? Yes or no? Yes or no? A lot of yeses in there right now. 78, almost 79% of those participating. But let me tell you, I want to thank you for all the texts that just came rolling through on my little tirade there, and I love you too. Thank you so much. Christ was crucified by organized religion, or what I better call congregationalism. I learned a new word. I learned a new word today. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But I want to share something with you. I know a lot of people don't do social media, and I get it. But sometimes you get those little nuggets. Sometimes you find that person or the people that are able to get a message out. So Imran Hamed is the CEO of Center for Countering Digital Hate. And I love this. He tweeted this out. Looks like yesterday afternoon. We take Google at face value when they say hashtag Black Lives Matter. But right now they are funding hate-filled and conspiracy-filled sites that may have a right to free speech, but they absolutely do not have a right to profit from it. I don't use Google. Don't use it at all. I use DuckDuckGo. I know it's a strange name, but they don't track you. You can get rid of everything that you looked for. I'm not saying that I'm looking for weird stuff, but I just appreciate that. Millions of people and thousands of companies have come out in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. But we found lots of those companies are, through their advertising, inadvertently funding content that is outright racist in defense of white supremacy, or contains conspiracy theories about George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement. By taking action to stop their advertisements on these websites, they can back up their welcome words of solidarity with real action to defund hate. I welcome the unprecedented action of Google has taken to completely remove advertising from these two sites. However, there are eight other sites that they have identified that make millions of dollars from Google's ads. We take Google at face value when they say Black Lives Matter and that they want to do no evil. But right now they are funding hate-filled and conspiracy-filled sites that may have a right to free speech, but again, they absolutely do not have the right to profit from it. Okay. That's true. But when you look at Black Lives Matter, guess what? They are also a hate-filled site. Anybody who supports Black Lives Matter is propagating this sense of racism, of superiority, supremacy, whatever you want to call it. And that is wrong. They are intimidating people into paying them, into supporting them. Guess what? That is wrong. When you have an organization that is out there and even one person carrying a sign that says, kill all white babies, kill all white people, kill all cops. That is a hate group. So for our mayor, for our governor, for those big corporations, Nike, love pointing out Nike. We're going to talk about UNR coming up here in just a moment. You know, look at all the Greek houses that aren't even around anymore because they don't give in to the pressure. If you don't stand for your values and what you consider is right, you just give in to the mob. And I refuse to do that. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they're on the same page, in my opinion. They're domestic terror groups. We'll be back with more of what you need to hear, what you want to say, and just maybe even a laugh or two on 92.3 and 99.1.